When I was young. Shared experiences. When we are young, anything seems possible. We look forwards to the future. What will we look like? Where will we be? What will we do? To grow up, however, is not only about getting older. It's about working towards our goals. It's also about learning to deal with difficulties. After all, life doesn't always give us what we want. When we grow up, we feel love and care from others and enjoy friendships. We also face challenges and try new things. These experiences of growing up are shared by everyone, even big names like Lu Xun. Let's take a look at his pains and gains of growing up. The warm care. When I was a child, I was always amazed by unknown things. One day, I heard about the ancient books, the classic of mountains and seas. They were filled with stories and pictures of strange and wonderful living things. I really wanted to see them with my own eyes and turn their pages. What could I do? I had just enough pocket money to buy my own copy. But the street with all the bookshops was too far from my home. We went to that street only once a year at the spring festival. However, during that time, all the bookshops were closed. All I could think about was these amazing books. My unhappy face was noticed by my nanny, Ah Chang. She asked me what was wrong. I didn't know what to say. Ah Chang was not an educated person, so she probably wouldn't understand. But I still told her about the books. She listened carefully to my every word. Soon after that, she went back home to spend time with her family. When she returned a few weeks later, she handed me four small books. I was surprised and excited to see that together they were the classic of mountains and seas. From then on, Ah Chang had a very special place in my heart. She knew I wanted the books, and she went out of her way to find them for me. It was a simple act of care. These four books were my greatest gift. They showed me the power of kindness. The lovely friendship. Later on in my childhood, there was an important event at my home. A boy called Runtu came to help. At first, Runtu was shy, but we soon became friends. He shared stories of his life in the countryside, and he told me all about how to catch birds, collect shells, and even stop animals from eating the watermelons. When Runtu spoke, his eyes shone brightly. As I listened, I could almost see the things he spoke about, and I was filled with excitement. To me, each story was a new window onto the world. With Runtu in my life, that world felt much bigger. Soon, Runtu had to go back home. I didn't want him to leave and wished that time could stand still. But Runtu had to go. After he left, the house felt empty, and I felt empty too. We sent gifts to each other, but we didn't meet again for years. But every time I looked at his gifts, it felt like we said goodbye just yesterday. Such a good friendship always made me feel warm. Later on in life, memories of this friendship felt even warmer. After all, loss is part of growing up. The exciting exploration. Behind my house, there was a large garden. The Baitao Yuan, or the Garden of 100 Plants. This was one of my favourite places. Each plant offered a new and different surprise. And I loved discovering weird and wonderful insects along the garden wall. I felt like an explorer. However, people said that there was a giant snake in one area of long grass. And Ah Chang told me an even scarier story about this long grass. She said that a monster lived there. It had the head of a beautiful woman and the body of a snake. The monster tricked people and then ate them up. I was scared and never dared go into the long grass in the garden. In the spring and summer months, the Baitao Yuan was green and full of life. In winter, it seemed dull and lifeless. But when it snowed, the garden turned into a wonderland. Like most children, I loved playing in the snow and using it to build things. Unfortunately, a few visitors came into the Baitao Yuan to look at my art, so I decided to try something different, catching birds. I asked people how to do it and listened carefully to their advice, but I seldom caught one. When I was in the Baitao Yuan, my heart was filled with joy and I felt as happy as a lark. Each exploration was exciting and taught me something new. An unexpected challenge. One day I remember well from my childhood was the day of the Wuchang Festival. That morning, everyone in my family got up early. I ran in and out of the house and asked people to hurry up and get ready. How I wanted to watch the parade and see the opera. However, just as we were about to leave the house, my father surprised me. He taught me to read some lines from a book. He said that I needed to recite the lines before I could leave the house. My heart sank as I sat down at the table. I felt worried and tried to remember all the words. I was so nervous, and I felt like I couldn't breathe. I tried to get through each sentence. Time seemed to stop still as I faced up to my unexpected challenge. I didn't know how long it took, but at long last I finished reciting the last line. My father nodded. "Not bad," he said, You can go now. We all headed off to the festival, but the nerves from my recital hung over me all day. I never found out why my father gave me such a task. But that day I learned an important lesson: to rise to a challenge. The task was hard, but I had stayed focused throughout and made it. This wasn't just about remembering some text. Experiences like these shape each and every one of us. Care and friendship make us warmer and kinder people. Exploration helps us learn more about the world. New challenges teach us how to overcome difficulties. These are some of the pains and gains of growing up. Word bank. As happy as a lark. Dull. Explorer. Head off. Loss. Monster. Nanny. Nerves. Parade. Recite. Shell. Sink. Still. Trick. Weird.